Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Okay.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are here on Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Rhoda Alele, creator of the NanoBio Balancer, and our producer, Nathan Hill, and I'm Ida Morris, and we're here in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and we have a great lineup for you tonight, and we're not going to take up any time because Dr. A has a lot of great information to share with us, with people who've used the product and who have had great results, and the holistic community that is pushing us forth at this time with their great work that they're doing, treating the whole body and recognizing that things come from other places to heal and help our, to help our body heal itself, because we have no power to heal anybody, but our body has all the power within itself to do what God intended it intended for it to do. Without any further ado, I'm going to give you Dr. Rhoda Alele. Dr. Rhoda, Dr. A.
Thank you, Ida, and thank you, Nathan. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your time interrupting your busy schedule at this hour of the evening when you've worked a long day and you've engaged your families, and we appreciate you interrupting your life to be on this radio show tonight. I am just so excited at all the things that are unveiling. We have just been so busy trying to accommodate the response that has happened from this testimonial that's come out of the clinical trials at Columbia University in New York on the person of or the family of the Green Underwood family, Miss Angel, who is the mother of a 19-year-old daughter who for 17 years has suffered 600 seizures per day. She's been on a clinical study up in New York for 4 long years. The regimen that they put her on was able to reduce her seizures from 600 a day down to actually between around 250 to 300 on the average. And it wasn't until the naturopath, Mr. Gagan Hunter out of Charlotte, North Carolina, discovered the nanos from a gentleman in Durham, North Carolina, Mr. Ron Dismuke, who is one of the pillars that I stand on, the shoulders that I stand on. And he's just a gift from God because he seemed to be connected to so many people that I'm connected to, from New York City, my Columbia University family, to Chicago, Illinois, a group of women up there that had breast cancer and breast disease, who use the nano for breast health. And just from that network has just created a phenomena throughout North America. So we're excited tonight that testimony has resonated and gone viral to the point that we have a group of pediatric neurologists who have positioned now to do clinical trials. And so we are excited even more so about our crowdfunding campaign. We're getting ready to take it to another level so that we don't have to have any interruptions and downtime and buying the equipment and so forth we need. In order to move forward in this clinical trial, there is some highly specialized equipment that we have to get. We are aligning with the protocols of NASA that the electrophysicists use for astronauts. So they have some valuable research and valuable protocols that we're going to be able to use for our programs and for the methodologies that we're going to be intervening with for the people that and the children that will be on this study. So there are so many testimonials coming in from people who had cysts, who put the nanos on flashlights, and gave some energy to the cyst, rebalance, and now those cysts have disappeared. Well, I just got off the phone with a mother in Ohio whose son has been in the hospital for almost a week. He just had a strange sensation in his stomach. He couldn't eat for almost a month. He lost 50 pounds. They didn't know what was wrong with him. All his lab reports came back. And one of her nieces got a nano and took it to the children's hospital, prayed with her, and then they put it on a light and put it on his stomach where the discomfort was. And all of a sudden he was able to eat, able to digest. All of the symptoms that he had went away in about 24 hours. The doctors were astounded that he was sick and he was visibly in distress. But now he balanced out 24 hours later. They're preparing him for discharge from home. So this is real, and I just, again, thank everybody for being on the line. The lines are open tonight for you to share your testimonies because we are moving forward. I want to thank everybody for the work that you've done, sending these press releases out by fax in your community, stimulating interest, and getting people aware of the fact there is intervention out here, and we need to qualify and quantify how the nanos, biobalancer, flat battery technologies is creating a revolution of balance. When the body is balanced, it'll heal itself. And as we indicated, the nanos were designed to be an electrical safety device because they block the absorption of radiation. And what has happened is people have found they are phenomenal for supporting pain management and stopping arthritic pain and seizures and asthma attacks. I have a young lady made a video that she submitted that I'm going to share with everyone about how she energizes her water for 10 to 30 seconds when she's having an asthma attack. And it has stopped every single onset of an asthma event for 2.5 years. This is a young girl that was having asthma attacks every month for all of her life. And she was 16 years old when she made this video. She said she was in the clinic or the hospital every single month with some type of exacerbation or breathing issue. So I want to thank you all for sharing the information, sharing your quests with the nanos technology and sharing it with us so we can begin to archive it and share it with the world. So does anybody have a testimony? If so, you can just share right now. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, hello, Dr. A.
Yeah.
I'm Shelley from Riviere Baudette, Quebec.
Hey, Lynn, welcome to the show. I always love to hear from my Canadian family, especially you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the story is my wife was diagnosed with a tumor on the right side of her pituitary gland and her forehead. And the first MRI showed 1 millimeter. In 2011, it showed 3 millimeters, and then it got to 5 millimeters in 2013. And so we treated it with the nano and the LED flashlight for a period of time in the evenings. And when she saw her doctor, her specialist, on December of 2014, he looks at the MRI and reads it, and lo and behold, no more. It had disappeared
Wow.
completely. So
Wow.
all our headaches are finished, and everything is going well.
That is such a fantastic testimony, Lynn. And I know that Rod was sharing with me that you made the front page of the newspaper up there. And he sent it to me, and I want you to know that the neurologists, you know, we have shared that testimony, and they're archiving it, and I hope you'll be part of this clinical study because it is such a phenomena that you had this, that your wife had this tumor, and you used the nano, and I just wanted to clarify, when you put the nano on the lens of a flashlight, you're actually enhancing the energetics of that frequency. And the hypothetical or the theoretical framework is that light increases the power of the nano almost 100 times. And the light enhances the penetration of the nano frequency, you know, about 4 to 6 inches into the body tissue. In some cases, it's almost 10 inches into the body tissue, into the body cavity. And this is what's so phenomenal, that you were able to put it on a light, put it in the area of the affected area, and just given light therapy, balanced energy, every day you were able to bring forth, you know, position the body to heal itself. We have this testimony I have shared, and I have people actually using that light with their dogs, putting it on tumors in the cavity of their animals. And we have a testimony coming out of Detroit, Michigan, a parent, an owner of a dog shared that the dog had a tumor in the right shoulder. She began to use the light, and all of a sudden the tumor, it shrank like 70% the last time I had talked to her. So, ladies and gentlemen, on this radio archive, this is real. This is what we know. We know that we have sustained exposure to too many chemicals, too many air toxic airborne particles in our home, and too much radiation. Not only just radon, which is a radioactive gas that comes from your dirt. If you have radon in your home, it's because the dirt that your house is built in is high in uranium, and that uranium is a rock. When it begins to decay, it makes radon. So, no, I tell people you should be very attentive when you're buying a home. If it has a radon mitigator, I would keep on looking, because that radon mitigator is an indicator that the soil that your home is built in is highly contaminated with uranium, and therefore when you're out on your patio, you could be sitting in high concentrations of radioactive gas. And if it's high, if it's highly concentrated in your home, know that is highly concentrated in the soil outside of your house. And you're living in an inferno of radioactive gas. The other source of radiation in the home that we speak of is the radiation coming from your electrical currents. If you have not downloaded the book that I sent everybody in their email, I suggest you download that book right now, because that book was not available for a couple of days, and I was getting calls from all over the United States, people saying, well, Doc, you know, I used the link that you sent out in the email, but it's not connecting me to anything. So we contacted CDC, asked them, you know, was there an alternate that we could use to access the link, because we were using it as a resource. And the next day that link was active again. So I'm sharing with you tonight to download that free book, because that book is your is your library. They have archived so many articles in that book, so much research that documents that our indoors are too toxic. It archives that the indoors of our homes and workplaces is causing 95% of the cancers that we're seeing in our communities, and it's contributing to all kinds of heart disease, all kinds of child birth defects, and all kinds of diabetes and metabolic disorders and mysterious diseases, because the sustained high exposure to radioactive frequencies from electrical current can cause the body to lose minerals and oxygen uptake. That's why I'm on this radio show pushing. For those of you that are on the show tonight and you've never heard me speak before, my testimony is just that I bought a house and we started getting sick from the first week in that house and ended up developing breast cancer and a stroke. My son ended up with a brain injury and ended up in the hospital almost a year. And I have traveled from the East Coast to the West Coast, and I've met so many families who have similar testimonies to mine. And that's why we're on this radio show now, to work. So since we're working tonight, you can just interrupt me if you want to share your testimony, but I want to point everybody to the back to the bedroom. We have got to be advocates of telling, of committing to tell somebody once a week to check the wall behind the bed and check their bed. And if you've seen me at any presentation, if you've been on the balance training, we had a fabulous session this past week where we were training in our cloud theater that's online. We had people from Charlotte, North Carolina, from Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlotte, then we had Virginia Beach on the training, and we had Washington, D.C., and it was a powerful training session to be able to have 10 people in the theater training and affirming each other as they were learning the muscle response testing and the Bedort testing. And we're having another training by video conference, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. It's only $35 for the training. And I encourage you to get about 8 people in your house. You know, get about 8 people in your house and get them signed up. We can hold 25 different people in our video conference theater, but it was so exciting to train from state to state. People brought various perspectives to the training, and we were supposed to be in that training suite 2 hours, but we were in there 3 hours because it was so exciting to see the diverse application of the skill. And back to the bedroom, when we were able to demonstrate for those people in the training how to test for balance in the bedroom, it was phenomenal. People were astounded to see how when you touch, you take your hand, and preferably the left hand, touch the wall behind the bed while somebody is muscle respond, testing you for muscle response or testing you for the Bedort test, the two-finger Bedort test, which stands for bi-digital O-ring test. If you're touching the wall behind the bed and you're losing energy and becoming imbalanced, it's because the radiation in that wall is too high for your body. And when we saw people transfer that knowledge to the bed, you should, after you test the wall behind the bed, you should sit on the bed and have somebody muscle response test you and also Bedort test you. And you should go to Walmart and get 3 compasses, get the map compass. They have one for $4.84. It's a clear, like, acrylic type of fabrication with the compass in the middle. You use it to read maps. You get 3 of them. Somebody's interrupting? Okay, you get 3 compasses. You're going to put the first one at the head of the bed. Set them all in the middle of the bed. The first one goes at the head of the bed. The second compass goes in the middle of the bed. The third compass goes at the foot of the bed. And you let those compasses sit on the bed for about 5 minutes. When you come back to look at those compasses, if they're pointing each different directions and none of them will point to magnetic north, you should know which orientation to north. So say north is at the head of the bed. Or just change it. Let's just say north is at the foot of the bed. If every compass is pointing every direction but the foot of the bed, know that the energetics in that bed are imbalanced. And if you're sleeping in that bed, it can make you develop all kinds of interruptions into the electrical systems of the body. It can cause insomnia. Energetics in the bed can cause all kinds of gastric reflux. They can cause a rapid heart rate. They can cause all kinds of digestive problems. They can cause you to have flatus, a lot of gas. They can cause you to have bloating. They can cause you to have swelling of your blood vessels. So when you lay down, it's almost as if you have difficulty breathing. We have got to know what kind of energetics we're sleeping in. So I want you to, if you just want to jump in and comment on that, if you've done that test in your bedroom and you were able to correct it, because guess how you can correct it? You just put 1 nano on the bed and come back and check it in 5 minutes, and you're going to see. That nano will biobalance the energetics of that bed, and every compass will be pointing north. It is so critical that you check the energetics in the beds of your children. It is so critical that you check the energetics in the bed of the crib, because I believe sudden infant death syndrome is associated with the energetics and how magnetized that crib is. Because I have seen and worked with a child that had fatal dwarfism. They didn't expect this baby to live to the age of 3. And every 2 to 3 weeks, this child was in the hospital for a week. When they brought me to evaluate the child's nursery, I was astounded because the crib was sitting in a magnetic field coming out of that electric socket that was over 1,200 BMUs of radiation or 1,200 grams tens of units. Ladies and gentlemen, safe level is under 40, and children really should not be exposed to levels under over 25. And here was this baby at 1,200. No wonder he was in the hospital and fighting. No wonder his blood, white blood cells counts was off the chart, and was he was symptomatic as if he was developing leukemia. It was just, it was crazy, and what he was going through. And so we were able to retrofit the bedroom and make suggestions for the mother to move the crib in the middle of the room, and that child ceased to be in the hospital every 3 weeks. There's things we can do. There's things we must do. Now that we know better, we got to do better. Now that we have resources and we have a nanotechnology to keep us balanced, we have to be concerned not only about our welfare but the welfare of others. And so we can take this knowledge. That's why I really appreciate you getting behind those of you to push that press release out. Our phones have been ringing every single day. We have met new people from New Mexico to California, and now these group of pediatric neurologists that have said, Dr. Lally, you know, we will get behind you. We accept this technology to come into clinical trials, and now they're moving and putting it in the processes to make it happen. We have been campaigning and campaigning and campaigning, and things are moving so that we can get this message to the world. I'm going to shut up now and let somebody else talk because there's another testimony on the line. Thank you, Lynn from Canada. That's a massive miracle, and we really appreciate you sharing it, and we're going to be in contact with you because what you shared today, it has just blown the physician's mind that, you know, we could create a balance, homeostasis in the body, and it could correct that tumor and dissolve it. But the body is able to heal itself when it has balanced energy. So is there anybody else that would like to share? Well, if there's nobody else that wants to share, you've been fabulous tonight. It's 9:57. I'm going to let everybody can go home early. Again, you have the press release is attached to the email blast you got tonight. Please print it off, fax it to your newspapers, fax it to your hospitals, fax it to the Department of Research, fax it to the Epilepsy Association. There's a nationwide, a national search for technology that can retrofit homes that the epilepsy foundations are looking for. Please introduce our program to the foundation in your city, in your state, and let's win for our families. Let's win for our children. We can make a difference, and we can make a change. Let's do it. Thank you, everyone. You can say good night, and everyone have a great week.
Good night, Dr. A. Mario from Canada.
Good night, Mario. Good night. Thank you for the strength you give us to stand on.
Okay.
Good night,
right.
Doctor from Lynn.
Good night, Lynn. Bye. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Dr. A.
Good night, Ida.
Good night, Dr. A.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everyone.
What?